So, yeah.
No, you go on. I didn't have any. I started to say something, but it wasn't interesting.
Hello, and welcome to Argue the Toss from GameIndustry.com.
I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games and films and stuff.
Indeed we are, and it is Season 5, Episode 16.
Indeed it is.
And what is today's topic, Drew?
It's this week, it's games, or one game in particular. We have both been playing Telling Lies, which is the new game by Sam Barlow of Her Story fame.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's very much like a sequel to Her Story. It's exploring basically the same mechanic. It has a different spin on it, but it is still, you're sat down in front of kind of a database of videos and you search through them by keywords. The mechanics of that are different from Her Story in a way that I think is, well, I think we're going to get into over the course of the podcast, because I think the differences it has do affect what I think of the game and whether I think it's good or not good in different places in quite significant ways. But essentially, this is kind of Her Story too.
Yeah, it's basically Her Story with more money.
Yes, it is.
Her Story with a bigger budget.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think we both really liked Her Story. I loved it. I love Her Story. I thought it was great. So I'm excited by that premise. Her Story with a bigger budget just sounds good to me, because it was cool. So it was really interesting. So
No, you go on. I didn't have any. I started to say something, but it wasn't interesting.
I was just going to go with, you know, the premise of the game, basically. So without going into story details, because obviously a game like this, where everybody sees things in different order, if you're familiar with Her Story, you basically are... and Telling Lies, it's explaining both of them. Basically, you play a person who is sitting at a computer screen inputting words into a database as search terms, which then bring up videos with those words in. And so you get snippets of video that sort of compile together to tell a story. So you're trying to figure something out. So it's an investigation game. And you can see the reflection of the player character, but only very faintly, slightly more clarity in Telling Lies than it was in Her Story. And they play around with that reflection a lot more than they did in Her Story. In Her Story, there's one moment or a couple of moments where the lights flicker when you discover certain things. With Telling Lies, they play with that a little bit more fully, what's happening behind the person who's on the computer screen. In terms of story, it's like, it's basically the only way you can like explain the game is in terms of like the mechanics and how it works, really, because like telling any element of the story could be a spoiler for anyone, because we've all kind of like pulled it together. Depending on which words you put in first is like the order in which you get the story, so there's no beginning, middle and end, basically. Apart from, I suppose, we all start with one video snippet, don't we? There's one initial bit of video.
Yes, so it starts with something already filled into the box and shows you that you've got this many results, but you're truncated to 5 in the same way that you were in Her Story. And then you can kind of just start watching whatever's there.
And so that kicks you off. So I suppose everyone kind of lands with the protagonist is, you know, probably this guy, and it's kind of following his story. That's really all we can tell you. I suppose the interesting thing that Telling Lies does, which Her Story didn't do, is that you're always seeing one side of a conversation. And as you put words in, you then will get video footage that shows you the other side of those conversations. And so, yeah, which is kind of cool. And it's kind of interesting for the actors. I mean, like, I quite liked watching them just reacting to a conversation we couldn't hear. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really interesting because, I mean, that's like, you know, like real acting skills to make that convincing and everything. And I found it quite interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. What I keep sort of... So the way that I have kind of ended up playing this is that I will listen to one half of a conversation and I will listen to that all the way through, start to finish. I sometimes scrub forward through it a bit if it's full of gaps. And then I'm taking the information and I'm also looking for the thing that I can search to get the other half of the conversation. So I'll be looking for an answer that somebody's given that could only be sort of elicited by a particular question, or I'm looking for like a certain word or a certain name that it seems reasonable that the other person is going to have said. I don't always get a hit on that, so it's sometimes it's always really unsatisfying when I hear one half of a conversation and then I can't find the other one. I thought, oh, I'm just going to have to stumble across that in the future and fill it
right.
in.
Right. Yeah.
But what I do end up doing when I'm watching the second half of the conversation and the half I didn't see is like filling in the lines that I remember and just mouthing them to the screen. And the, right. and that, yeah, that that's done some really great moments where like one of the, I will say something to one of the characters and they will give me a gesture in response, like flip me off for saying something rude that I memorized, which is a really nice, just fun moment.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
But yeah, that so that that's the kind of very meticulous and anal way that I've been playing this.
Yeah, you can imagine that I don't play it that way.
No, no, you. I thought as much.
We have completely different playing styles. So I have a piece of paper that I note stuff down. So I just note like keywords. I'm not bothered about getting the other half of the conversation immediately. I was just like, yeah, at first I did, like sometimes I'd wouldn't finish watching the videos for that word. Because I'd be like, oh, let me try and put this word in. And then it would kind of take, but then I'd be like, oh, I've got to go back and do that. So I am slightly more methodical. But yeah, I will just like write down keywords and then randomly put in the keywords that I've got on my notepad and kind of cross them off and do it that way. But I do go through all five videos on that word. But quite often it will come up with the other side of those conversations anyway.
Yeah.
Because I guess if you just put in a name that someone's just said in a conversation, usually it'll come back with the other half.
Yes.
Of that same combo.
Absolutely.
Basically her story was just two people, which actually is a bit of a spoiler, but it's, it's an old game now. So
I think the Statute of Limitations has passed on that one.
Right, yeah, which you don't know at first because they are the same woman. You think it's the same, one woman at first, and then you realise that it's two. Telling Lies has a much bigger cast. And, I mean, her story... The actor, she was brilliant. She was great. She really carried that and, you know, managed to be two different people and like, yeah, it was really kind of subtle sort of performance. And yeah, now they've obviously got a bigger budget so they could be more ambitious. So they've got this like fairly big cast of characters. I mean, I haven't counted them, but what's it like?
There's four or five main characters depending on who you consider main and not main, I guess. But there's definitely a much wider sort of thing, and it has to be because all of the videos are they're all over the place. They're kind of again, it's difficult to discuss this without spoiling what the story is. So
one of the things with this game compared to her story is how quickly it sets up what it's about. So with her story, I took longer for me to invest in this game, whereas with her story you're immediately set up with there's a woman being interviewed by the police about her missing husband. The mystery is there, and I was invested immediately, and you know, really wanted to know. And you know, obviously, your suspicions are on her and all this sort of thing. So it was great. Whereas with this one, I was just like, okay, there's this guy, and okay, we've got two videos of him. He seems to be talking to different people. We're not hearing the other side of the conversation, but he's got quite different personalities in all of the first, you know, few videos you get. And so it's like, you know, in one he's a father talking to a child, and then in another he's, you know, talking to his partner, and then he's like in this quiet sort of office setting, and then he seems to be kind of like a bit kind of edgy and a bit street, and it's like, yeah, so you're like given all these things, but it wasn't quite enough to hook me, but you didn't know any more than that, other than this guy has like lots of facets and what the hell's going on. So it took me a bit longer. So I kind of bounced off it after an hour, I think, the first time. But then, because I knew we were doing the podcast, I was like, okay, I'm going to invest more. And then I did find myself going, okay, I'll just like, just key in one more word. And yeah, I wouldn't say the story is that compelling to me, but that mechanic is definitely compelling. That sort of satisfaction of like, yes, I've got a hit on a word, is just a really great feeling when you like put in a word and it's like, nothing comes up, and then you put in something else and you're like, yes. It's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost kind of a direct inverse of what you were doing in Her Story, in which that was kind of one, so it's two people pretending to be one person, and on this you start in on one person, and as you click through, you've got, like, he's got three different personalities. So it's a nice little kind of mirroring or alternate take on that.
But
you're right in that with Her Story, you're given a police interview, you're looking at this person, it's very upfront, it's like, okay, find out what happened. With Telling Lies, you have to spend a while figuring out what the mystery's supposed to be as well, so it's more difficult to find your way into it, I think.
It is, yeah. I think it would definitely help probably if you'd played Her Story to like set those expectations that you know it's going to be good, you know, it's coming from people who've done this before and like delivered a satisfying experience.
I think I go hot and cold on the story of this one depending on where I am. So we talked a couple of days ago about this. We were just kind of discussing the game over Twitter DM, and I was talking about how I was actually kind of really interested in the story in a way that I wasn't in Her Story. So I think Telling Lies tells a story that is more, it's definitely more realistic. Like, it's more grounded, and it's interested in telling something that's real and believable, and I think it does that really well. Because something I didn't enjoy so much about Her Story is that the center point of like the plot is, it's kind of big and ludicrous, and that's obviously in an intentional way, but when you make a big unbelievable thing like that the central trunk of your story, I found it difficult to get into the head of someone who is investigating this mystery, because everything that branches off that is similarly kind of shaky and unbelievable. So it was nice to get into this, and it immediately became apparent that I believed in what was happening on this one.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, you know, like, so we had this conversation over Twitter, because I really enjoyed the kind of sort of magical realism, sort of like very, very light touch of magical realism of Her Story, that it was this weird kind of fairy tale. You know, it's like you started using words like fairy tale and mirror and, you know, like castle and Rapunzel and stuff like that in the search terms. And I really, really enjoyed that it was this weird kind of Virginia Andrews stroke Angela Carter style weird fairy tale in what seemed initially as quite a grounded kind of simple missing person story. So I think that was another reason why I found this like harder going is the mystery wasn't that upfront, and there was none of that kind of like gothic intrigue underneath. It was just like a straight story, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting. So we should talk about how far we are into the game. It's not so, like we say, it's not really possible to tell how far you are into the game because you'll see it in a different order. I think it is shaped in such a way that you will, there's certain bits of information that you won't find or won't look for until the end because they'll be hidden behind certain keywords. But what the game does have is a clock in the corner of the computer OS system that you're using that ticks forward in varying amounts depending on how much information you've found and how important to the main plot that information is. And I estimated that it probably goes on for about 6 hours, or at least through the course of one night. And I'm at 4 o'clock and you're at 2 o'clock. So I'm a little bit ahead of you. So it's difficult to talk about even the mechanical stuff that I want to talk about without, like, I don't want to spoil it for you. So, and the sentence has gone on so long that I've sort of forgotten what my original point is. But something that I am having trouble with, and we talked about this as well, is the control system and the interface that you use in this game. So it's very similar to Her Story still. So Her Story gave you, I think the premise was that you had interview tapes which had been cut up into certain segments and stored in a weird way on an old database where you could only view 5 results at a time. And that's been carried on to this. And they've had to kind of fudge it around a little bit because what you have now is kind of a laptop, which is, it's kind of Snowden leaks inspired, in which you have the spied on kind of video feeds of people making Skype calls. But you get the same thing where you can search for something and you can only view 5 at a time, which no reason at all that you would have to do that on a digital laptop. But there we go. I'm fine with that.
And that's also why you get both sides of the conversation as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with keeping that mechanic because that's cool and it directly contributes to the mechanics of the game in that if you could just search the word "the" and then just watch everything in order, that would ruin it. You could just watch. So that's fine. What I don't like is, so we get this new interface for rewinding and fast forwarding. In Her Story, if you find a video and you click it, it plays from the beginning. In Telling Lies, you click it and it will play from the sentence that contains the word you searched for. So you might come in like halfway through a 7-minute video and you can rewind and fast forward, but the rewinding is deliberately slow. And I hated that so much because, like I said, I'm playing through these in a meticulous way. And kind of if I find a video, I have to watch it from the beginning. And I got very frustrated, not frustrated, but sort of bored just waiting for every video to rewind to the beginning. I thought, this is a weird choice, and it seems quite hostile to the way I want to play this game.
Right.
So we both listened to a podcast with the UI designer for this game, Talking Simulator, which is an excellent podcast hosted by a friend and previous guest of the show, Jordan Weber. And that's kind of... that system is kind of deliberately designed. So she does an interview in the podcast where she talks about the reasons behind this. And the reason was that they don't really want players to feel like they have to 100% the game and find all of the information. And that seems to me very kind of antithetical to the idea of having to solve a mystery. This is a game about finding information and solving the mystery. Why wouldn't I want to look at everything? And why wouldn't I feel like I'd missed out on... that I might have missed out on something important if I'm only seeing half of the video? It seems like the design is geared towards this very specific way of playing. But rather than rewarding people for playing that way, it is just hostile to playing it any other way, which is not a design ethos I'm a big fan of, to be honest.
I mean, Yeah, I listened to the podcast as well, and that was actually, I didn't even notice that that was the case.
Yeah.
That they started like partway through the video. I was just like, yeah. And as anyone who listens to the show knows, I'm not a completist at all. So yeah, we're like completely opposite. So I was just like, oh, that's fine. It's just like makes it more efficient for me, which is fine. And yeah, so I just didn't, I was just like, well, I trust them to like give me the, I do understand your position completely in terms of, yeah, it is like a deliberate design decision, which is, you know, kind of counter to, yeah, to, yeah, like lots of the sort of the premise of the game. As you know, as an investigator, you will literally go through everything with a fine-tooth comb. That's kind of the point. So to just kind of guide your hand in that way is kind of odd. I wonder why they did. But it didn't and still does not bother me. I tried rewinding one just because, you know, we'd had that conversation. I was like, oh, I'll try rewinding one. And it was like, I chose the one where it was the little girl who was like falling asleep. And I was trying to rewind it and she was just like not saying anything. I was just like,
yeah.
I chose the worst video segment to try that out on. And I was just like, no, I was correct. In my first decision on play style, I shall carry on.
Yeah, like I know exactly the video you mean. I have seen the one. Right. Like, I'd love to tell you that if you find the opposite one, it's super interesting. It kind of is. It isn't like it isn't something you definitely need to see.
Right.
But yeah, it is. It's kind of cool. Yeah. The scenes with the little girl, she doesn't get a lot to do because she's fine, but she's a child actress. She's not, she's not great at doing like mysteriousness.
Right.
I understand your position as well, that you don't want to just pick through every individual little thing. But this seems like a game type and a game genre that should cater to both types.
I think so too. I do agree.
Because like I immediately started, so I approached this in the same way that I kind of did Her Story, in that I started with just like a note page open, and I was just writing down things about this character and thinking, oh, okay, who is this guy, what's he doing, what's he up to? And then after I got a bit more into it, I thought, right, I should build up a timeline. So I started just doing entries for every video saying, okay, this happened then this happened then, and now I've reached a point where I understand the basic timeline of the story enough that I don't need to keep filling that in anymore, and I can just watch a video and say, oh, this takes place here, I see what happened. And it just seems a lot of people are going to play... Well, I know that a lot of people are playing this in the same way as me, because there are a lot of comments in kind of the Telling Lies Steam page about how slow and annoying the rewind system is. And someone has actually patched a mod in to give you kind of more control over it, and you can press home to start to jump to the beginning of a video, or you can scrub through in 10-second increments and stuff like that. And yeah, it just seems needlessly restrictive to me.
Yeah, it's weird. But I don't even use the fast forward, to be honest, because I quite like watching the actors. So I don't really use any of those features. And then there's another feature, because all the videos are subtitled or have, you know, like captions or whatever. And you can, is it stop the video and highlight a word and then search? So that was weird, because the programmer was like, oh yeah, and then some people don't finish watching the videos for one word. But it's like, that's because if you stop a video midway through to highlight a word in the caption and then search for it, it's just going to take you to that new search and you won't have watched all the videos.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of a weird thing to be surprised by when that's like a mechanic you built into the game, which was kind of odd.
Absolutely. I get the sense, and I might be really wrong about this, I haven't like played the game to the credit, so I don't know, but I feel like not a lot of people have tested this game before it's come out. Mm. There hasn't been much player feedback because it seems like a lot of that would have come up in testing.
Mm, yeah, unless they just were like, well, this is what we want. This is the way we want to do it for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe that will come out in, you know, sort of post-mortems that people do of games. But yeah, I did notice that the Steam score wasn't very good, wasn't great.
It's definitely been getting a mixed response across the board, I think. And I think there's something about the format. I thought this about Her Story as well, is that people who come to this game, depending on the order they watch the clips in, are going to have completely different experiences, right, which are just as valid. So it's always going to get mixed scores because some people are just not going to find the good stuff.
Right, yeah. I mean, at the moment, I'm really enjoying it. After this, I'm probably going to play it some more.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like I said, I just really like that mechanic. And I love playing a video game that requires me to have a pen and paper.
Yeah.
So I just love that. It's just, yeah, that great sort of like, because it makes it feel more real. Because there's something in the real world that I'm actually writing. I really am investigating because I've got fucking notes to prove it. And it just feels cool. And
it does.
Yeah, it's great. So I'd happily play another game like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it helps that you mentioned sort of enjoying watching the videos. All of the actors in this game are really, really good.
Yeah.
They found kind of the perfect cast. We were talking about how much the main guy looks like Tom Hardy, which I sort of can't get over. Just every video, I'm like, yeah, that's Tom Hardy, but it's not.
It's not Tom Hardy. He's good, but but he does look like Tom Hardy. If it was Tom Hardy, it would have been really cool, but it maybe would have taken you out a bit because they're not that familiar. You know, they have stuff they've done, but I think if they were too familiar, it wouldn't feel as grounded and wouldn't give you that cool investigator vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think David is kind of I think he's really great as the centerpiece of the thing. I'm really enjoying learning about the facets of his character because he is very, again, I'm going to be vague as to dance around spoilers, but he is very morally conflicted, and each different video kind of portrays him in a different light. Yeah. So I find myself rooting for him in some videos, rooting against him in others, and then rooting for him for the same thing in a different video, which is showing me something slightly different. It's a really good study of just all of the different things that make up the weird, ambiguous, sometimes good, sometimes evil personality of this man, and he just pulls it off really well because I believe him the whole way through.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, you can see that just from the first batch of videos that you get, just, you know, as default, like those facets, and you're just like, okay. It's really weird to watch. Because even when he's like smiling and chatty, because you've seen this other video where he's a bit harder, and you're just like, okay, well, this guy is kind of a bit scary because he can flip so much, and hence the title, I suppose. So anything else you want to cover on it?
No, I think I've covered everything. I guess, again, we haven't finished the story, so it's difficult to form a final verdict.
Because,
I'm four game hours in now, and probably a little bit more than that in terms of actual stuff I've watched. But I'm still not sure whether I've seen the big twist or not, or whether I've seen the main thing of the story. It's something that I still haven't kind of got my hand in. A handle on what is the point of this game. Is it just exploring this character? Is it going to show me the story start to finish and that's it? Or am I waiting for a Her Story moment where the penny drops and I suddenly realize what's going on? I'm interested to see where it goes, but I could not tell you whether I think it's building up to one thing or another. It's interesting. I think it's more interesting than Her Story in some ways, but in other ways it kind of just doesn't quite work so tightly as a piece for that reason.
Yes, yeah, I think I agree with that. I think overall I preferred the experience of her story, but as I've gone along with this, it's kind of a slow burn one where I've got more invested in it, but I'm not half as sort of obsessed. I'm not thinking about it as much as I did with her story. You know, I'd be like thinking up words and then be like, oh God, and then like have to note them down. And like, you know, when I get back to the game, that's the first one I'm going to put in. And yeah, I'm not quite as compelled by this one. Although there are things that are really good. And yeah, like, you know, the central performance and that sort of those facets is really interesting. But yeah, maybe by the end, we'll feel differently, and I guess we'll let you know if we do.
Yeah, I might touch on this again next week. Well, next yeah, episode.
Next episode, yeah, exactly.
Had maybe a post-mortem.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So, if you want to get in touch, we're at ArgueTheCast on Twitter. There's a comment space on GameIndustry.com. And then in all the podcast places, if you liked this episode, it would be really great if you rated or reviewed us. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really easy to do. One click thing that really helps us out. And yeah, that's us for this time.
Indeed.
Until next time, Drew.
Cheerio.